Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players. Build a Pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Hit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant Pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant Pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Yo, yo, it's Wednesday. I mean, it's Rap Names Day. You already know what it is, man. You know the voice, you know the headline, you know it's Mari. You know, we in the building and shit like that, man. Joe, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, every day above ground is a good day, my G. I'm here, I'm alive, and I'm kicking.
You got damn right. You got that right, man. Yeah, you know, so, shit, man, you know, that last episode, man, last episode was fun. You know, it was fun for us. You know, a lot of people, you know, they reached out and shit, man. They was feeling, you know, the vibe and the flow of that shit. And I, you know, so that's why I kind of like when publications put out dumb shit so that we can really talk to y'all about it and really, you know, put y'all at ease that, like, not everybody thinks this way. It's just, you know how it goes. You know the politics and shit like that. But, yeah, man, listen, right off the top, let me tell you right now what's been dominating my playlist for the last week. That Currency joint, Spring Clean 2, man, listen, that shit is perfect. Ride music, sit in the crib music, clean the car music, whatever. Like, it's a perfect tape. Like, that's my shit right now, dog. Seriously, like, he talking on there too. He talking.
Yeah, I'm ashamed I haven't listened to that yet. I heard my niggas was talking about that shit though.
I'm telling you, when you finally do listen to it, whether it be tonight, tomorrow, or the next day, whenever you listen to it, just know this is like, man, this is on time because the weather right now is hot as fuck outside, number one. Mm-hmm. So you know you're wearing shorts, t-shirt, you chilling, you know what I mean? Pair of good sneakers and all that. And that's all you really need. And this tape right here, I'm telling you, this shit is it. When you finally listen to it, you're gonna be like, yeah, all right, cool. Outside of that, man, you know, I seen a couple people being disrespectful, so I had to go back in the archives, you know what I'm saying? I was listening to some old Bleak. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about that later. We're going to talk, man. We're going to talk
later. Making easy money, pimping hoes and style.
You feel me? The one and only. You know what I'm saying? So I went and stashed. I was listening to, you know, just like a lot of his old shit. Old Cam. You know what I mean? I started going down that. And then, you know me, I got to throw the R&B in there somewhere at some point. So, you know, I was listening to Sade. Do the Sade on and just let that playlist just rock out for a little while. And that's really been my week, man. Some cool shit, some calm shit, some easy listening, and then some, you know, firearms and drugs being sold and shit like that. You know how that go. It's balance.
I mean, balance is key. Balance is key. It's the key to life. For me, I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of Gibbs. I listened to a lot of Gibbs over the last couple Johns.
Never a bad choice.
And how I got onto listening to Gibbs, not that I needed a reason, but how it happened was, I forget what it was. I was talking to somebody, and they was just talking to me about the Benny and Gibbs shit, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, my one homie who I would never think is a Gibbs fan, not because Gibbs isn't nice. It's just this ain't his lane. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's more of a charts type nigga. And that's no shot. You know what I'm saying? But he was just like, yo, my nigga, he was like, yo, Gibbs is like one of the best niggas out. And I was just like, damn, I ain't listen to Gibbs in a minute. And he hit me with the bar. He was like, yo, if Gibbs could get Ross type beats, the world would have a different perspective on Gibbs. And I was just like, not that he needs Ross beats because he has, I mean,
I think that's what Alfredo kind of was like. That's why Alfredo got nominated and all that, because that was the produced. Yeah.
So definitely listen. Alfredo was definitely So I was listening to a lot of Gibbs, and then you know from the Gibbs algorithm, Mac Miller popped into play.
Okay.
So you know, I was listening a lot of what it was. I think I was listening to the Best Day Ever, John. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's the essentials.
Yeah. And then from that algorithm, from the Mac Miller algorithm, because then that makes me listen to all his shit. Mm-hmm. Weekend came into play.
Okay.
I'm a huge Weekend fan. Like I think the Weekend, the border can't be talked about no more because he got all types of charges and we just don't know. Allegations. Yeah. I want to be respectful. Yeah. Allegations. And, you know, I just don't know how comfortable I am listening to shit until I figure out what the streets is really talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But him and him, they really took the other boy who no longer can be talked about style, which is crazy that they... But like they took that style of singing and rapping, and I really appreciate that, man, because there's only a select few that can really do it.
100%.
There's a rapper who thinks he can sing that does it, but the people seem to really, really love. So I mean it's whatever, but like I don't really think Boy that good at it. I think Weekend is really, really good at it. So, you know what I mean? I listen to a lot of Weekend. And, yo, I could go for another. I would like to see the Weekend in show and tour. You know what I mean?
Okay, I got you.
I don't know if I want to pay that ticket because I feel like that ticket is going to be husky.
Gonna be a Kevin Garnett ticket, yeah.
And that's not a show that I'm going to go see with my niggas or I'm going to go see by myself. I got to go with, you know, someone I'm dating or my significant other, whatever your situation may be. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if I'm trying to pay the five. Because it's going to be a deuce. Yeah. It's going to be a deuce for regular seats.
And then you know the taxes and the fees.
It's 500 for both tickets, my G. Off top, easy.
And that's
I ain't even park yet, or parking, get a grub or drink.
No. Parking gonna be $90, and you still gotta park it yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like one of them type joints like that. So yeah, it's different. It's different, man. You know, but yeah, I'm with you on that as well. Like I would go if that ticket was a little more, you know, reasonable, a little bit more in the price range. I would go. I definitely go because. Music is worth it.
Chris Brown and I think Chris Brown and Baby, Lil Baby about to do the tour. They are on tour, whatever the terminology is. And I'm like, damn, I fuck with Lil Baby. I know people might be like, damn, Jerry fuck with Lil. Yeah, I fuck with Lil Baby. I think Lil Baby nice. I think he got bars. He know how to ride the beat. You know what I'm saying? But he don't ride the beat with some dumb shit. Like he's saying things and
he's actually talking with the melodies. Like he's not relying on the melody to carry him so much. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So yeah, I'm with you on that, man.
And Chris Brown is legendary enough that I would like to be like, yo, I've seen Chris Brown perform. But again, that's a Husky ticket.
Definitely gonna be a Husky ticket.
And it's hard for me to justify these Husky tickets when I can go see my favorite rapper. Out right now for like 40 bucks.
And speaking of that, that's exactly what's about to happen. I'm about to go see Pusha T, but at the time we're recording this is Monday. Pusha T is down here in Atlanta on Tuesday the 21st. You know, I got my tickets months ago. You already know how that goes. Like, got that immediately. And so I'll be in the building tomorrow. You know, by the time you guys get this episode, I'll be back recovering from that night. From a night, a couple drinks and a couple, you know, it's a little medicine and stuff like that. You know how that go. And but yeah, I'm hyped to see him, man. Last time I saw Pusha, it was on the Darkest Before Dawn tour. And I don't want to say that Pusha is responsible for breaking Bia, who's turned into like a megastar now. But I will say that the very first time I ever heard her, knew her name, knew anything about her, I met her at a Pusha T show. Like, I met her. She was on stage. She did her thing. And, like, we was over there with her manager. We didn't even know that was her manager. You know what I'm saying? It was, like a girl she was with or whatever. And she walked off, and she came over there. And I was like, yo, you was just up there, whatever. And we chopped it up and shit. And I was like, yo, you did your thing. And then you look up a couple years later, and it's like she's on top of the fucking world. So I always had that memory. Pusha, man, when he came out to do, like, the joints.
Yeah.
It was a real show, bro. Like, a real produced show, you know what I mean? Like just professional rap, just professional shit, bro. Like all the way around. And he's not up there like letting the music carry him. He's rapping his shit. He's really rapping his shit.
Look, bro, Push. You know, well, I'm going Thursday. So the day after this drops, I'm going to the Philly show. 99.9% of the time, it pushes in this town. I'm gonna check him out. It used to be, shout out to Rick G's. Friend of the show, you know what I'm saying? It used to be because Rick G's was on the tour, you know what I mean? That's my man, grew up with him. You know, I want to see my dude perform at this highest level at his crab. But it's also like Push is my favorite fucking artist out, you know, excluding Hov. Push is my favorite artist out, bro.
Yeah,
and I went to that's the last one I saw too. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, yo, that was like it was a dope show, and Push come from that era where I'm not taking no shots at none of these new dudes, but Push come from that era like where they perform, right? Like we started out where they used to just scream on a joint and da da da, and then put your hand like the Steve Harvey joint, put your hands up, put your hands down, like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, dog, I can't watch you. Like, I'm not.
So for that money I paid to get you,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it used to be like that. But then to see, like, him, the Hovs, the Nas, all these dudes, and it's like, yo, you can tell it's like they're like Hall of Fame worthy-esque basketball players. Yes. And, like, you know what I'm saying? And it's so – they're not just out here being Ja Morant, no shot – just woofing on everybody and being reckless. Like, there's some elegance, there's some bop, there's a, you know what I'm saying? Kanye too, you know what I mean? Like, listen.
There's an element of I'm gonna let the people talk my shit for me. Like, when you hear the people talking, you gonna know who I am. I ain't even gotta really say too much. They gonna tell you on my behalf and shit like that. So that's a perfect way to put it, because I think with Push as well, like you say, he's from that era where touring was like how you made your name. That's how you sell the records on the next project. and how you boost the record.
And that's how they got. And that's how they made their real bread.
1,000%. 1,000%. You're going on tour. You got the merch. You got this. You got that going on. You got the CDs. Probably, you know, back during that time. So it's like once you make yourself accessible to the people, and you touching these towns that might not be in the house all day, you know, what doing whatever they outside and they come to see you. Once you get that fan base under your belt, you see that jump in them numbers and all that. You see the jump in the notoriety, and you see why Push is still here 20 years later, because he put the groundwork in back then. The man is still touring. He said some ridiculous number a couple years ago, like he stays on the road. It was something ridiculous, bro. I want to say it was like over 200 days out the year.
He's just on the road doing when this album. When it's album time, bro. When it's promotion time, yo.
NBA
like
season, basically. It's like the NBA season,
back,
like, bro.
Back to backs, yeah.
Absolutely. You do the West Coast trip. You do the Midwest trip. The down south. The East Coast. The West. All that shit. Like, yeah.
Yo, the only thing I'm a little not salty on, but that's the closest word I can think of is, damn, I really wish. And I feel like we got an outside chance because we Philly and Push love Philly. Like the Clips love Philly. I wish I was like, damn, I wish I was seeing this shit in like either Norfolk, Hampton, whatever. Like one of them areas where like, yo, like maybe Malice does come out.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, because that'd, like, that'd be incredible.
They just did it.
They did this do it at what is that? Something in the water.
And I want to check that out, bro.
Homeboys is out there right now. Shout out to my brother Lean. He's out there, you know, he's out there in DC and shit, man. He said that it was amazing. He said Pusha T was actually the best performance that he saw at the entire thing, because every single thing was crisp. You know, he's really getting everything out. Like he was saying that there's levels. He just had the same conversation you and I just had about Hall of Fame rap shit. There's levels to it. There's just a different caliber of MCing. He was just saying all of this a couple minutes ago, like literally a couple minutes ago. He just was talking about that. How Pusha shit was just the best. And he's just a professional. And I hope that all of the other acts that are around are learning from him, especially the rappers. Learn that this is what it takes to be around here 20 years from now and shit like that.
Because it's not hard, bro. It's not hard. Yeah. If you're nice at anything and you just put the work in, you good.
That's the whole thing. Like you're already halfway there because you actually have talent. All you got to do is work it. That's really it. Yeah. You start building on that shit and working, you gonna be good. You gonna be good regardless forever. Look at Currency. We talk about that. Nobody's gonna outwork Currency, bro. I guarantee you, Currency has enough music to put out an album every month for the rest of the year. A G for every bump on your face type shit.
My nigga, Currency, no bullshit. If by the time this joint drops on Wednesday and it comes out, if I told you Spitta put out another project, no one shot.
I would believe it. I'm telling you, dog, like he got these shits on deck, man. That's all that man does, dog. He smoke, you know what I'm saying, deal with his son. He go out there, do some dope shit with his son. Feel me? Real man type shit and all that. Get a low rider, buy a vintage sports car, and make music. Like, he lives the life, bro. Like, the life. That's the life that rapper should, like, let me get that. Because it's rare that you're going to be a Rick Ross, a Jay-Z, a Nas. It's rare. It's rare, bro. So it's the reason why I just named off just only a couple guys that's kind of like that. But Currency shit, all you got to do is just work. Just work hard. Make sure the product is good and work hard, dog. That's really it. So, you know, that's how that go. But, I'm super excited to see Pusha, especially for this album, because I didn't get a chance to see him for Daytona. You know, like,
Daytona?
I want to say he did tour okay. Daytona. I think he did because Daytona was.
I don't know why I ain't see that shit.
I didn't see him down here. And you know what? And I'm thinking back now, like, I don't know. Like, let me see. Matter of fact, it had to be something. It had to be just a day I couldn't something. I don't know.
I know why I probably ain't seen, because that was during the pregnancy. So that's probably 2018. If it's either 2018 or 2019, it was either during the pregnancy or it's the first year after, and it's all hands on deck.
I got the dates right here. And he went to, I'm trying to find Atlanta on here because I don't even think he came to Atlanta. So maybe that's why I didn't see him. Norfolk, he did August 19th. Richmond, it was August 20th. I'm trying to find Philly on here. I don't see Philly on here.
Maybe that's why, because I can't imagine.
Yeah. I was just about to say, like, in my head right now, I'm like, there had to be a reason. That's why I had to look up.
Jesse Daytona, bro. Like, I love that album.
Daytona is the album, bro. I'm telling you, like, that's the album. I have that on a purple cassette in my closet right now. Can we put the purple tapes out of that? because he had a ball in there. This is your purple tape. I ain't ghosting your Ray. Yeah, it had to be something. He didn't come down here for that. So I know that show gonna be crazy because he didn't come to these two places last time. So he gonna give us
that nigga owe us.
He owe us, dog. I'm telling you, he gonna.
I want to hear Daytona. I want to hear it all. Push.
The first song he better do is "If You Know, You Know." It better be. It fucking better be. I'm telling you. I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna report. Me and Jeremy gonna come back and report to y'all motherfuckers next week. We're gonna let y'all know.
We're gonna
see what's up, man. But yeah, man. You know, listen. It's time to have fun with this conversation. We gotta have fun with this topic, right? I said that and laughed immediately, but we're gonna do it though. So if you guys didn't get a chance to check out Joel Santana's interview on Drink Champs, it was a decent interview. It was. I hadn't heard, you know, to not hear from Santana in so long, and you get a chance to hear him speaking on that platform and that environment. It was good. It was good to hear him. You know what I mean? He talked about, you know, why he hasn't been releasing music. And, you know, all artists get hit with, you know, the versus question, right? Who would you do versus? And if you do, who would you go up against? They floated like Lloyd Banks out there, and he was like, yeah, you know, but then he went into kind of detail, like they got a little static from a certain situation still, which it doesn't sound like it can't be fixed. It's just a conversation. So, you know, hopefully they piece it up just for, you know, just on some man shit, right? Cool. The name Memphis Bleek got shouted out. And L said, nah, he don't want that. He said, Bleek don't want that. Now, I would have never thought to put these two on the versus stage only because it's like, it just didn't, just like, why? But when he floated that out there and it got presented as like, oh yeah, this is going to happen. Man, I only see this going one way. So I'm going to ask you before we even get to the whatever, how it go, right? I want to get your immediate first thoughts on what you thought when you heard that we're announcing this right now, Joel Santana versus Memphis Bleek.
Like, why do I care about this, John?
Yeah, like, what? No. What was your first
reaction? No. That's my first reaction. Oh, like, why do I care? Oh. Yeah, like, why do I care? Right? Because, like, here's my thing, right? Both them dudes is the little homie.
Right. Right.
They're both the little homie.
First and foremost, yes.
I just saw Juelz on the Verses.
Second,
he was terrible.
Yes. Very.
I've heard Juelz look like a dude that was not even his appearance, just how he was with a crowd and stuff. He looked like a dude that was still back in 2001, 2002 doing shows. And that's not what this is anymore. We don't want to see that anymore, bro. Things have changed, right? So there's that aspect. Then you got my man Making Easy Money, Pimping Hoes in Style, right?
Yes.
Now, I believe he probably does know how to do a show.
100%.
But my question is, does he have 20? Does he, bruh, real rap raw, right? Mm-hmm. Being as respectful as possible, does he have 20? Now, he might have 20 songs that you like, but ask yourself this. Did you like his verse? Or did you like Hov's verse? Or did you like Bean's verse? Or did you like Sauce Money's verse? Because I'm being respectful, bro.
I get you. You are. And for those who know you, they know that, like, this is Jerv being respectful.
And this is, yo, bro, and this is my era, right? Bro, Bleek is going to play 20 songs that I'm going to like more than whatever Santana plays. Easy.
Yeah.
Right? So I think from a notoriety standpoint, like Lox and Dipset, Memphis Bleek has the ability to slap ball. And he shouldn't. Because I ask you this, because you're more of a Dipset guy than I am, but I like Dipset. Does Juelz have 20?
He has 20 songs that if you was fucking with Santana back then, he has 20 songs easily that you'll know immediately and be like, yeah, that was my shit back then. He doesn't have 20 songs that today when you hear it, you're going to be like, like, oh, this is the, you know, you might go back to the first time you heard L's Dipset Anthem or Double Up or however it was you was introduced to him, and you might in your head, but like today when you hear it, I think only the cam features hold up, and like only the mixtape stuff hold up as far as like oh, like somebody else who wasn't around back then might fuck with that the same way you do. I don't think he has 20, and here's part of the reason why, or here's the reason why I'm picking Memphis Bleek to like wash Santana in this. Juelz had a lot of shit that was so dope to me when I was like 14, you know, 15, 16 years old. The problem he's going to run into is that he's going to have to rap those same lyrics to people who are adults now with families. And this is no disrespect to him, but I'm saying, like, if you go listen to his verse on a couple joints, you know, more than a couple joints, you can hear him just saying shit, and you like, it was, he had the complete NBA 2K created player maxed out stats, right? So everything he did, every layup looked a little better because he was a fly dude. He had his own style. He got the bandana with the chain, and he did, you know what I'm saying? He had the charisma and shit like that.
And let's be real, he was a part of one of the craziest,
one of the most monumental movements we've ever seen, bro. That might not be duplicated, because that shit was like, what the fuck is this? So that helped as well. His affiliations helped as well. So the fact that he was like everybody's like cool big cousin, right? Like he was like everybody that was my age, he was like your cool big cousin. He got the fly shit on. You don't know where he got that from. He got the girls, whatever. That's what Santana was. But if I'm being real with myself, because I was a fan of Bleek as well. Like The Understanding is one of my favorite albums ever. You know what I'm saying? Like he got some shit.
Bleek, which one's the Understanding? Hold up. Which one's the Understanding?
Is the one that got Is That Your Chick on there? Is That Your Chick? It's Do My Ladies Run It, like that's on there. I Get High is on there. Yeah. Okay. But so Bleek has more songs that are impactful. Mind Right. When you hear that beat, you like, ooh, like that's one of them. The 1-2 y'all. If you familiar with 1-2 y'all, you know I'm like, that's one of them. Money Cash Hoes the remix. That's one of them.
So all right,
for the fam, that's one of them around here. That's one of them.
Cause I feel, you know what I feel like I should do. I feel like I should just ask you all the questions I have in my head. Right?
Okay, cool. Let's do that.
Because
do
I feel that. Like I feel. Because look, that'll be fun. I hear you. I hear you, and I love all those songs.
But I know what you, my first. What you're getting at.
Do you love those songs for making easy money, pimping hoes in style?
I like what he brought to it, because I like the song.
That's not what I'm asking you. I'm not asking you. I'm asking you a specific question, because in the verses aspect, that's what we're going to hear, right? So like we know Hov ain't going.
Right.
Does he get beans? I don't know what that relationship is like, but I feel like they've mended. I feel like they're cool.
That might be good enough to where, yeah. I think that would
beans like, get it. Beans get a bag real quick, pop up. Okay,
I wouldn't be mad at that.
If Beans is there, Free is there.
Okay,
cool. Okay. Right. So now Bleek's low key like cheating, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but my question for you is with Santana.
Yeah.
How many of the songs we gonna hear that we just already heard at the last verses? Because what made Kiss dope is Kiss ain't run nothing back. Not to my knowledge, not a thing back.
That's the problem. That's the problem that Santana is gonna run into. So, but first, let me really break down my answer for the Bleek shit.
Yeah, go ahead.
The reason why I'm saying like I like what he brought to these songs. Like I might have listened to 1-2 y'all, because Jay-Z's verse on there is like out of this fucking world, like out of this fucking solar system. Yeah. Nobody can rap like that. Nobody. Yeah. This is just
they call him one take Hov.
That's it. You know what I mean? So it's not like I went to the song for Bleek, but that is a song that Bleek has in his arsenal that he did good on. Like Bleek did good on that. Like it's not like he had the standout verse because it's Jay. Yeah, GDK on that song. Yo. Don't get me started on GDK. That was my dog. Like, niggas couldn't have told me GDK wasn't up next. But anyway,
I wish I knew you back then, because I would have told you he was hitting up next. I promised you that, good brother. I promised you that.
I bet, man. So the thing about Santana, you raised a great point. Of the songs that we heard in the Dipset versus Locks, you know, verses, we didn't even really get a chance to hear the best of Juelz, but we heard all of the songs that would have been like great ideas to play in this one. Yeah. So now he has to play, like, did he play Mic Check up there? Because if he played Mic Check up there, it's over.
No, I mean, all right, look, he plays Mic Check.
I'm just saying, because again, my stance is that Bleak is gonna wash him. Right. So this is not me here coming to beat Lex, but I'm saying Santana has some shit that, put it like this. If Santana sat down with the right people who's familiar with his catalog and familiar with this versus platform, he can come up with 20 responses for what Bleak has to play. He could, but I just don't know if it's going to be enough, because the impact is not going to be the same as hearing that. Like, Bleak does have a cheat code built in, because when you hear the Money Cash Hoes beat, you remember Hov, but you're going to hear Bleak verse on that and be like, damn, like, eat damn, this one of them, because the impact is different. It's just a different feel, a different impact. I'm telling you, man.
It's a different feel, different impact. And I don't know. I just convinced myself if there was one person that Big Homie would literally show up for, like, it would be him, and it would be as a fuck you, like, we still don't fuck with y'all niggas, like, type show. So Bart, how much you paying for this joint?
What you mean?
Let's say you were it was in your neighborhood and you had the ability to go and you could afford her. How much you paying for this show?
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like pay to watch it. I'm not paying shit to watch nothing. Like, I'm not, definitely not.
No. I'm talking about go to.
If I had a chance to pull up, if they told me it was $40, I would go. If they told me it was $41, I'm staying home.
Okay.
I can't be no more plain than that.
I'm not mad at you, brother. That's around my price range.
Yeah, I can't.
That's around my price range. Also,
the only reason I say that is because I think $40 is just the going rate for, not for that, but I mean, maybe, I don't know. But inflation is up now, so y'all maybe, if y'all niggas is out there paying, you might pay a little bit more than $40.
I paid $40 to see my favorite rapper coming up on Thursday. So
there we go. That, right? Going above that.
Yeah,
that's the bar right there. Yeah, so. Yeah, $40, yes. $41, no. I'm going home. That's the end of that. But again, like, I'm seeing people make those same mistakes they did with, you know, past versus Kiss and Fab, right? Like, people are like, oh, Fab, what? Kiss, he didn't have, da da da. And Kiss come out there and run off 50 bangers. And you like,
Bleak's going. I mean, first of all, that was just disrespect.
Yeah, it was on
the top five, dead or alive, and that's just off one LP.
I was like, come on, dog. Fab was in the corner checking his mentions, like, oh my god, mate.
Like, yo, yeah. What Adrian Brody say, I can't lie, I'm getting cooked.
yeah, man. Yeah, it was definitely one of those type of situations. So I guess that's what I mean when I say I'm picking Bleak to wash him, because it's like, you gotta think, when you watch Fade to Black or whatever. Bleak is on stage with Hov, absorbing that energy and doing the best hype man he can do when he's at the concert and shit. He got the showman shit in him. He's gonna perform those songs, bro.
It's just him and Tata. That's it.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, everybody else is coming going.
Bro,
him and Tata have been there since. I mean, I don't want to say day one, because day one is anyway something else. But like since I remember them coming out, since the beginning.
Yeah.
It's been Bleak and Tata.
They're the only two consistents, period. You know what I'm saying? They've been around.
And Emery.
Yeah, right. Oh, absolutely.
Emery. Hold up. No disrespect. I thought OG. Yo, he should have OG Wan come on the stage.
OG Wan? Yo, I'm telling you.
He should have OG Wan come on the stage. He should have OG Wan come on the stage.
See how many people that don't even know OG Wan? Like, that'd just be funny within itself. Like, that'd be crazy. But
can't. Hold on. One more thing. I'm sorry. You know who not going to be there?
Who?
I got whatever. Cam don't show. they still don't bang with each other.
Performance, and Cam was in Vegas that night. They had a Summer Jam performance, like Dipset shit, and Cam was in Vegas that night. So
yeah, like, so Cam's not gonna be there. Jimmy, all right. What's Jimmy gonna do?
Yeah, you know what's crazy? Jimmy has been the one that's talking for Santana through this whole shit. Every time Bleak make a video and say something, it's Jim responding. Santana's ad-libbing his shit. And Bleak is answering back, standing on his own too, answering back with poise, and he's got wit and all of that. So my thing is, with Bleak being on that Rockefeller roster, being that close to Hov, it's the same logic that people use when they talk about basketball. Like, even the 14th nigga on the bench is still nicer than, you know what I'm saying? Like, dudes that just run around, whatever. Like, Bleak still got some of that. That shit rubbed off on that performance, delivery, and all that type of shit. He had to impress somebody at Rockefeller, being Hov man's or not. You had to make an impact somewhere. Come on, bro. So, I mean, Santana, listen, he has a lot of old music that I still like, right? I go back and listen to it, and I'm like, yeah, I remember, that's my shit right there. But boy, the bars didn't age well. Nah. The bars did not age well. They really didn't, man. Not a lot of them. Nope. Like, he was really
he needed to kick some of that shit from the joints he was doing with Lil Wayne or something.
So if he kicked some of that shit, he got a chance. But Wayne was cleaning him up all up and down that tape, so I don't know.
I never really thought Santana was nice, man. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. No. I feel like Santana was the gimmick.
I get it. And that's why I said earlier, he was like everybody's older cousin. He had everything at the right time. He had the image, everything. So I'm going to run off 10 for Bleak, right?
Okay.
These are the 10 right here that just, when he plays his part on this, or if it's his song or whatever, like, these are going to be 10 that I know for sure.
Okay.
They're going to be hard to beat. You got Mine Right. You got 1-2, y'all. You got the Money Cash Hoes remix. For the Fam, he started that song off crazy. He went crazy on that.
Mm-hmm.
You got Round Here.
Mm-hmm.
You got the intro to The Understanding, which I think he should start the battle off with, just because it's an intro, set the tone, like, and then come back to the Fam later.
Nah, that bro, you know, hard, bro. He needs to start the battle off. He needs to start the joint off with the, nah, this ain't Jigga, this your little nigga Bleak, reporting to you motherfuckers live from the street. He starts off with that, and then he sets me into... I'm like, oh, okay, I see what this is.
Yeah, so you know, and that one, look, let me tell you this. You about to have me
make a Bleak playlist and start listening to this.
I'm telling you, bro, and you're gonna be like, yeah, you're gonna be like the emoji. Okay. Then I got 1-900 Hustler, of course.
Okay.
Got The Rock, Just Fired, the one that was on Come Home With Me, the one, you know, okay, on that shit. I got What You Think of That, which Hov had a crazy verse on that. Like, Hov verse on that is like that's one of those verses that make a nigga rethink rap. Like, why would you even rap after hearing a nigga like that? Like,
apparently, I told you the rumor on the streets, at least what I heard or whatever. I don't know it to be true. Was that shit was about Gilly and about Gilly?
Yeah, you said that.
Contract disputes. All that. Yeah. Contract disputes.
And then, if he does a little bit of Coming to Age, the sequel. If he does just a little bit off of that, I know that's like a little back and forth, whatever. But you know they got the little thing in the verses where they'll let you do like, you'll do like 13 seconds of this and then 15 seconds of that, and it counts as like one round. So if he does that, then yeah, like. But that's just a quick 10 that I don't really know if Santana has another.
Listen,
you know,
the blueprint is out there on Santana, right?
Yeah.
So everything you just said, I wouldn't be surprised if we get some of the stuff. Again, we gotta imagine he's going to have at least Free will be on stage. I can't say Beans, but I gotta say at least Free, because Free is the boy that's just been down with everybody. Anytime somebody, you know what I mean, Free just chilling, Free cool, right?
Yeah.
He's got to do something from the Hot 97. The Hot 97 Funk Flex shit.
Okay.
Like The Rock, excuse me, let me be respectful. The Rock 97 John.
Yeah, Rock.
You know what I'm saying? Because he killed all that stuff. Now I don't know if he is or he isn't. So I'm gonna just say, you know, no Money Bags versus.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Just let me hear some of them Beans and Bean, like, you, he's going, like you say, he's studying the big homie. He's gonna utilize the Beanses and the Freeze that'll most likely be on stage with him. I feel bad. Santana gonna get washed again. He needs to just fucking do, what's the shit Lil Murder's on? What's that tour on?
Yeah. The Dirty Dozen tour.
Do one of them little Dirty Dozen tours. Get your rhythm back. Every now and then you got, like, dog. Oh, listen, All-stars in baseball go down to the minors every now and then, dog, and get back in their rhythm. Ain't no shame in that.
Some niggas in the NBA, like Lou Will even asked to go to the G League for a minute when he fell out the rotation back in the day. He asked him, like, let me go down here for a minute just to get, you know what I mean, back in.
I just want to play ball. I just want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's no shame in that. And again, like, y'all niggas know about staying with Dipset. Like, they played a huge part of my teenage years. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's okay to go back and tell the truth about people as well. Like, Santana wasn't, like, though, I don't know. Like, people used to shit on Jim, like, act like he couldn't rap. And I'm like, bro, that nigga's more cohesive and precise than Santana is. Santana be all over the place. Like, all over the place. So, you know, I always was a huge Jim Jones fan, so I'm not surprised to see Jim still killing, still active, still, you know what I mean, doing his thing. Yeah. Jewel's just, man, I just don't see it, because all the songs that I like and I remember, because I'm very well, you know, versed in his catalog, I just don't know if it'd be enough. You had to be around back then and a fan of Dipset to like Santana shit.
Yeah.
You had to be, because the people who didn't like Dipset, they wasn't making an exception for Santana. They was making an exception for Cam. And then when JR and them came, it was like, oh, I want to hear them niggas rap because they could, you know what I mean? Like, one of them type of joints. But like with Bleak, Bleak was always on the big song. He was always on the song that was always. So you had to run into Bleak at some point. And 9 times out of 10, he did good. Like, there was no, like I said, I was a fan of Bleak.
Bleak was never trash. Yeah. He was never, you know what I mean? Bleak just was always.
Jay-Z set him up. The nigga said he's going to be the new improved me.
Yeah, so Jay-Z does him a disservice. He says he's going to be the new improved me. And then, oh, by the way, you also then, you add freaking arguably someone that could be a top 10 of all time, 15 all time rapper in Beanie Sigel. Yeah. You know what I mean? Then you add a Freeway. Like,
then you know, then you say, fuck it, I'm bringing young Chris and all the rest of these niggas.
Yeah, too. Like, you do that. And then, right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, like, so Bleak really never really had a chance, man. And you know, but shout out to Bleak, because Bleak has done everything he's supposed to do.
1,000% he has. That's the best way to put it. Because even now, like, Bleak is just doing his thing. He bubbling, chilling. Like, you know, Bleak gonna stay with something. You know, he's in my, you know, my will somewhere. He can just kick back and chill somewhere. Like, come on, Bleak is good. He's still moving around, doing what he want to do, eating what he want to eat, drinking what he want to drink. You know what I'm saying? So he's in a great space. Santana's like out here with the new energy and the, I'm pushing the product. I'm doing this. I'm trying to get back to my, you know, whatever. So he might be a little overzealous. Bleak is chilling. Bleak is coming off of chilling. You don't want to bother a nigga that was just chilling on vacation with the feet up, with the toes out, with the cigar and shit like that. You don't want to bother a nigga like that. You know what I'm saying? Especially a nigga who, this could be Bleak's time in this new era of social media to erase a lot of shit that niggas thought about him. He can come show niggas like, oh, wait a minute. We got to start respecting Bleak. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, watch.
Listen, don't get carried away right there, brother. Don't get carried away with that.
Because
at the end of the day, we all going to be like, yo, it was Santana. Like, yo, it ain't like you just watched like Free or something.
No, I got you. I had to try, man. Bleak is my dog.
I feel you.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not, you know, like I said, this is something that I wouldn't have, you know, kind of like really expected. But now that this happened, it's gonna be entertaining. I'm gonna tune in. I'm gonna see what's up, man.
Hello, listener. Have you ever used ButcherBox? I don't know if you know this about me, but I used to be a butcher. I used to work at an unnamed grocery store. I used to be that tall man behind the counter in your neighborhood, cutting up meat and preparing seafood for you. And I know that it can be a stressful situation. I know that it can be crowded. You have to wait your turn. You have to know what you want. You feel rushed. Sometimes you might think that your butcher has a bad attitude. I don't know. Happened to a friend. Couldn't possibly be me. But that's why I love ButcherBox. ButcherBox brings you peace of mind. You can easily find high quality beef, chicken, pork that you can trust is humanely raised. There's no antibiotics or added hormones. There's the ultimate convenience of not having to deal with butchers or the crowded meat counter after a long day at work. It's delivered right to your doorstep. There's always free shipping and there's incredible value. You're getting really high quality products at an amazing value. You get exclusive member deals. You get recipe inspiration, guides, hacks. A little hack from my butcher experience, the petite top sirloin, which is about half the price of the New York steak, is a very similar cut with a fat cap on one side and you get very good tenderness out of the petite sirloin. If you've ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse and you see them talking about picanha, that's the petite sirloin. With ButcherBox, I'm always prepared. I always have meat on deck for a grill and chill, a cookout, or just making dinner at home. And I'm saving a ton of money from shopping at the grocery store all the time. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's great, but what's my reward for signing up for ButcherBox? Well, I'm glad you asked, because if you sign up at ButcherBox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, you will get free ground beef for life. For life. Enough ground beef to fill the Nile, plus $20 off your first box. That's ButcherBox.com/dings.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here from Cinephobe. Yeah, that podcast. It's a good one. Ascertain. Telling you right now, Prize Picks, that's the way to go. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS is just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. It's demon time. That's right. You're asking, what does that mean? It's demon time. I'll tell you. Demons and Goblins, the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares marked with red demons or green goblins get you different payouts. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. That's insane. That's insane of Prize Picks to do. You know what else is insane? They offer injury insurance so that your entries stay in play, even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you, and the rest of your entry stays alive. Prize Picks is the only DFS platform with an injury insurance policy. And by the way, they now offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account. This football, basketball, any season you're playing. Me personally, I'm taking more than points on Joel Embiid all the time. I'm taking more than assists on Tyrese Halliburton. I'm taking less than points on Jordan Poole. Those seem to be the easy money makers for you. And you're probably wondering, Zach, how do I get involved in this? You go to prizepicks.com/ding and use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/ding. Use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Speaking of entertaining, I've been waiting to have this conversation. We got to have it. We got to talk about it. You know this. So we got prompted, I want to say, maybe 5 hours before he dropped this tape, this album. There was no big, you know, press run leading up to it. There was none of that. There was just a cover posted. This was posted 4 days ago, right? Posted this 4 days ago. And it's just like, out of nowhere, Drake says, I'm dropping the album tonight. He says, at midnight, you're getting Honestly Nevermind. Nobody knows what to expect. The album art on it looks a little weird, and it's like, okay, what's going on? Is this a song? Is this an app? Like, what is this? Then he puts out the track list in a little while after that. Let you know it's real. He here. We get the album. A lot of people might have been expecting bars. A lot of people might have been expecting whatever. We get an album full of, like, dance music in the same vein as house music. I'm not going to call it 100% house music, but it's in that same kind of, it's just, you know, it's cousin at least. That's the album we get. Now, I'm sure y'all know where I land on this, but my good friend Jerv here, he started to get into this conversation over the weekend, and I said, whoa, bro, you say this for rap names. So now we here now. So now we got to have a conversation, Jerv. I gotta give you the floor right now. If you want to have the conversation about this album, if you want to have the conversation about just Drake overall, the floor is yours, brother. What's on your mind?
So, with all due respect to Aubrey Graham, right? Like, with all due respect, right? I think dude is a legend. His run is crazy. It's one of the craziest runs I've ever seen in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to call this album trash because I saw the hip Twitter reaction to it, and it's just like, oh, y'all just don't understand. Yo, this dude's ahead of his time. Like, yo, he knows what he's doing. This, like, yo, my one homie posted, oh, yo, you acting like, yo, you never walked into the Gap and heard a song playing and been like, oh, did it? Oh, yeah, this shit roll. And I'm like, yo, I hear y'all, but that don't mean I really like it, right? Because I don't really like that type of music. So the album's not for me. But I can understand that you're going to be forced to hear this album. It's going to be cookouts.
Somehow, some way.
Excuse me. No, not that ain't no cookout album. That's a day party album. It's a day party album.
Okay, cool.
You know what
cool.
I'm saying? It's a day party album. It's not a cookout. It's a day party. You know what I'm saying? There's got to be mimosas are around when this album is playing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, that. I like that.
You know, oops, hell.
I like that.
Hey, maybe we on the, you know how every city has the Spirit of and the Insert City Boat.
Yeah,
and everybody,
yeah.
Maybe we on one of them joints late night in this, yeah, in this rocket. Like, yeah. Like, so look, I get all that.
Okay.
But
still.
I'm cool on the album. I understand all the, you know, he's going to be like what artists want to do, right? Like, I get it. Kanye wanted to become the first blah blah blah, and he's number one on the gospel charts, and it's like, oh, look at me, I'm the Floyd Mayweather of rap music. I've got all these number ones in this category, right? But I got a theory with this man.
Okay.
I think he ain't really been the same to me since he got exposed.
Mm.
And now,
not the same, I mean, how though.
Meaning, before he got exposed, he was trying to put himself, his name was getting mentioned with Nas's, Hov's, all these dudes, okay, that is legend, like Lil Wayne, like literally, like, the, if they're not on the Mount Rushmore, they are on, like, when you talk about this particular era, you can't not mention them, yeah, right? Yeah. Like, you got, he was in that, and he still is, right? But he was in that lane, and then that happened, and it wasn't like credits. That happened, and like for that fan base, for those individuals like myself, who I didn't even realize this until like I really sat down and thought about it. People like myself, it's like, yo, that matters to me, right? So I think ever since that happened, he realized I can't really, you know what I mean? I can't erase that stain. That is what it is. But the people still mess with me. So I'm gonna drop a God's plan. Here you go. I'm not even gonna care about that anymore. My man put me onto this. I'm not even gonna care about that anymore. I'm gonna just make all these songs that make me like 100 mil per song on TikTok. I'm gonna own the youth.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make music just for them.
Because you realize that other battle is not like your battle.
You can't win. Can't win that battle.
And I think he started to realize too that, like, that Hall of Fame over there might not have been for you anyway. Even if these allegations never came up, or the reference tracks or any of that never came out, I don't know if that Hall of Fame was for you anyway. But the new one that they just built a couple blocks away from it, the new one where they putting the new GOATs in, and because there's a new era of kids coming, that's gonna have GOATs, and it's gonna be J. Cole up there, and all of those guys.
Like, he had a chance to be LeBron or KD.
Yeah, like you're on that one. You're on, like, now you're in this one. So that battle that you were trying to fight maybe before, that everybody tries to get, because they were comparing him to Hov. And I don't know why you would ever compare anybody to Jay-Z lyrically. Impact wise and stuff like that, I get it. Status and stuff like that, exclusivity, I get it.
I mean, yo, dude was killing stuff, bro.
Oh, no, 100%
he was. He was bodying tracks. Like, yeah. even recently, he still get like lemon. I had to go back and listen to Lemon Pepper Freestyle.
He went so crazy on that. Oh,
he went crazy on that, right?
He went fucking crazy on that. Yeah.
But I don't think he can give us, and maybe it's me, but maybe you think, maybe you'll think differently. I don't know. But like, I don't know if he can give us that over an album.
Anymore. I think he can. I think he can. I just think that he, for him, it's like, okay, what's the, not even a value in it, because he's still a rapper. Like, he's a rapper, period. So the value is there just on some rap shit. I think for him, it's like, I'll give it to you on my terms, not just because you niggas are saying I need to prove something to you. So I'm going to give it to you when the time is there, because he still can do it. Even when you listen to this album, you think that, like, the whole album is just going to be all dance music, all, you know, this, that, and third. But it's like, nah, at the end of it, he gives you the joint with 21 Savage, Jimmy Cooks. He's rapping on there. Like, that's just rap. I think he can do it. I just don't think he saw like the need for it because he feels like he's already solidified. And I think he's solidified enough to the point where whether or not you feel like the ghostwriting shit takes him out of the top five ever, he's still he's a problem. Like, he's a force. Niggas can't erase just what he did overall because of that. That's still my guy. You know what I'm saying? So I think
he's in a different lane now, though. That's all.
Yeah,
he's just in a different lane. Like, bro, like when you talk, when your son is when your son is older and like y'all having real hip hop conversations and y'all talk about this particular era, I put money on you mentioning Kendrick and Cole as being the guys of this particular era, right? But like, if you just talking about like music. Oh, Bull's on some Mike. He's on some Michael Jackson shit.
I was just about to say, I would probably be telling my kids more so like, yo, yes, like if my kids was like, wait, Drake was a rapper? I'd be like, yes, he was a rapper. But what made Drake was that he wasn't just a rap, like it was music. It wasn't just the rap shit. So even if people say they discredit him for some rap shit, it's like the music, Drake is still Drake. Like,
matter of fact, bro. Matter of fact, here's why. You know why he's not a rapper, honestly and truthfully? Think about it. Old girl breaks the internet 2-3 days prior by saying she got an album coming out. Right? Mm-hmm. What's Bull do? 48, 72 hours later. Oh, let me get my shit out real quick. Because that here you go. That's my audience. I got to get them rocking on this. Cause I know I ain't got no chance when that come out. Nobody does. The world stops.
Absolutely.
Twitter might break that
day. As a matter of fact, as of the day that this podcast is dropping, y'all will have had a day to sit with some new Beyonce. Cause she's dropping tonight. It says
she's dropping tonight,
21st, on her official papers, like the release on the shit. It said June 21st. She's dropping a song. It's supposed to be, you know, like a dance.
It's not on streaming platforms, right?
I'm not sure about that. I just saw this a little while ago, and it just said that she was dropping tonight. I don't know if I saved this shit here, but it just said that she's dropping tonight, man. June, it says June 21st on her papers, and that's, you know. Matter of fact, you know what? Here it is right here. June 21st, produced by The Dream. You know what I'm saying? So it's something out there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Be a joint. Yeah.
Is this the album produced by The Dream or the songs produced by The Dream?
I believe this is just one song. I don't think tonight is the album. I think this is just one song. Like, this is just one, just one joint.
Okay.
But it's coming out tonight, so she's gonna let y'all know what's going on. So you know that Twitter is gonna be
a whole different
place when this shit drop.
Thank y'all for finding the link. Amongst all this to click on to listen to this show, because we know everybody on your timeline is talking about Beyonce. No matter what your timeline is about, they talking about her somehow, some way. We don't want no smoke. We just happy to drop on the same day that she drops.
And that's the thing about that. B is a different. She's a whole different animal. Like, it's an event.
Yo, the greatest rapper, the potentially the greatest rapper of all time, is not even the most famous person in his house.
Nope. And if he announced the surprise album, not as many people would care as when she does. And that's across all genres, all over the world.
I don't know if Hov can still do well. No, he can still do it because he's Hov. But like Hov can do a arena tour still. Beyonce could do a fucking stadium tour.
She could do a stadium tour in the world, and sell them all out, because the thing will be now, oh, that shit sold out over there. We got it. Like, this is going to. It's just what it is. She's an event by herself.
Completely. Bro, they not even listen. The tickets for the tour can go on sale before the album comes out, and they going to go like what? Because I know the album's fire. Why wouldn't it be? It's big.
One 1,000,000% that yes, they can put the they can say that the tour is coming July 2023, but you got to pay for the tickets right now, and it's not refundable.
I hope she puts Big Homie on the album.
If she got Big Homie, I mean, you know, I'm
because that means he's back in. Real quick, I was just talking to my homie about it, same conversation, and if he's going to do another album, it's gotta come soon, because he's 52, I think.
Yeah, I think he'll be 53 this year. If I'm not mistaken, he'll be 53 this year.
And I'm not saying nothing, but like, yo, like, you know, yeah, at a certain point, like, he's 52, he'll be 55. 55. You know, I mean, like, he not really making. You know what I mean? Like, at 55, he probably chilling.
Yeah, super chilling, to the point where it's like, nah. Like, when that nigga told you, you want my old shit, buy my old albums, he gonna mean that about all of them, because it's like, it's over with at that point. So, I mean, what do you think a Jay-Z album sounds like in 2022? Let's just say 2022 or 2023. In this new day and age right now, what's going on? We know his last solo effort was 444.
444.
What do you think a Jay-Z album sounds like versus what you would want it to sound like? And are those parallel?
So I could see him partnering with someone because he's a smart individual. But I don't think it would be the partnership that like he would need for right now. I feel like it would be a partnership on name value, which like if he told you he's going to do a whole Pharrell album, I think that has the potential to be an amazing album, but also has the potential to be like trash because he might try and get too young on it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Tap into one lane completely and be just like,
yeah, I'm gonna just like, I don't need him in Red Hat Boy, like because that's just too much pressure. I don't feel like Red Hat Man is gonna do a good job because like it's just gonna be weird and cool. Like, you know what I mean? I really would want like an Alchemist or a Primo.
I would even say like Ninth. Like if he do some shit with Ninth,
Ninth 100%.
1,000%. If they locked in for a joint the same way that Nas locked in with Hit Boy, like I'm here for a Hov and Ninth album right now, like especially right now.
You know what I would really want in a perfect world? I would love to hear Hov and the Roots.
Listen. If we ever got that,
that would be the love album to hear hip hop. Like yo, like bro, like yo, like listen, here y'all go. This is my last album. This is the last album y'all ever gonna get from me. For everybody that's been rocking with me from day one, let me give y'all what y'all always wanted to hear. Hov and the Roots. He already performed with them.
Yeah, legendary perform. Like yes, 1,000,000% yes.
And then maybe we get our Black Thought feature. Finally, for the last album, bro. For the last album,
you know what he had to do for that? He had to do the same thing he did for Jadakiss and just let Black Thought get a joint by itself where he's just on there talking. Because I'm not sure anybody want problems with that dude from Philly.
Especially
a dude that's been like an elusive. You've been following the rabbit hole for so long and now you finally caught him.
Thought would give us probably the craziest verse we've ever heard
that we've ever heard in our life from anybody. Let's just say he's
wanted to do this, and not because any admiration. It's just because I'm tired, yo. I'm tired of everybody saying, here y'all go. Y'all decide.
All it takes is that one joint for people to go back and do the knowledge on the catalog.
Come on.
We know what's up. Like, I know what's up with Thought. But boy, hearing him on some shit like that, it's going to be like, ooh, this is it. That's the one. If he came outside for Benny, imagine what he's going to do for Jay. Like, that'd be crazy. Like, but I would, again, like,
that's just when I wish I was tapped in and knew them dudes, yo. I'd just be like, yo, just do it, yo. Come on, yo. At least let me know. At least let me know that you got, like, that you hear what the people want.
You know what you do? You go to both of them, right, separately, and you like, you hear this beat, like, you know I got Jay on this already. Like, he talking some shit, so you gotta, and then you go to Jay and be like, you know I already got Thought on this, but you ain't got neither one of them on it. You gotta go to them and tell them the other one is on it. Like, nah, that nigga talking some shit on it. I don't really know if you know what I'm saying? Get the niggas up like that. Like, I'm with that. I'm with that 100%. Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, no, nah, I'm with it, man. But you know, just to kind of go back to the Drake shit, man. Like, the album is just a good, it dropped at the right time. It's the summer, it's the middle, you know what I mean? Like, it's, we in it now, and it's just the, it had me in here thinking I need to, you know what I mean, chisel up and sharpen up the two-step. Because I'm a two-stepper. I'm not a dance routine choreography nigga. That's not me. Never have been. But I'm a two-stepper. For real. You know what I mean? Two-step with a good drink. Maybe something lit. And then, you know, this album gave me all of that. Like, it gave me all of that. I was cool. And the fact that it was from the boy, just, you know what I mean, it just made it even better. That's my dog. You know what I'm saying? You know how it go, man. You know what it is when you drop. Like, of course.
I know what it is. Yeah, I know.
Oh shit, man. Yeah, man. But yeah, I'm hyped about going to this Pusher show, man. I can't wait to, you know, till we talk about this shit. Cause Jerv and I both gonna recap our concert goings and, you know, happenings and what's going on and what we like. I'm sure Pusher gonna go out there and give us a show, man. So, you know, until next time, keep on rating, subscribing, reviewing, tell a friend, and all that shit, man. We out, yo.